Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week's editorials with a update from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Now, Philippe, let's follow up on the news release that came out Thursday of last week, January 21st. It is outlining the drill program that is starting at the Benoit property. It's a 30,000-meter program over a total of four phases. Let's start off with you providing an overview of these four phases and the goals of each phase, please.
Well, absolutely. Thank you, Corey, and Happy New Year to most of your listeners. It is a very aggressive program coming out of the gate for Benoit. We're drilling this on the back end of a resource estimate that we published in early December, so they could refer to the press release for the credentials of that. 30,000 meters, roughly 45 to 50 diamond drill holes in four separate phases. Actually, it's three phases, but the first phase is actually to follow up at depth along a well-established vector, a depth vector stemming from the Pustakamika deposit. So there's a first phase that will drill, you know, the first tranche between 350 or 450 meters, right down to 600 or 700 meters, and then there's another tranche that will be drilling from there right down to 1200 meters. In 2014, mind you, we did throw a hole down there. And so we do know that the system is alive and kicking at the 800 or relatively the 800 meters vertical depth. So that's one approach of the drill program that is broken down into two phases. The other phase is drilling what we call deep ore vision IP anomalies. We ran a 40-kilometer ore vision survey in 2014. Basically, it's IP on steroids, traditional IP on steroids, but your traditional IP barely can read down to about 150-meter depth. So this geophysical group had a proprietary method that could read down to 500 meters. Yet in order to orient their survey, it was a given that they would have to anchor and orient their approach on some very well-known mineralization. And Benoit, or the Pustakamika deposit at the time, obviously had over 72 diamond drill holes in it for about 24,000 meters, a well-established, well-known geometry, strike and plunge, and some well-known mineralization, you know, chalcopyrite stringer zones over a 70-meter width. So we conducted the survey over the deposit, which was blind to traditional methods, and then the survey mapped out, I think it was 108 IP anomalies. But when we then provided the geophysical crew with the geometrical parameters, the mineralization parameters, chargeability, magnetics, and resistivity of the known mineralized zone, they were able to restrain the algorithm and tell it to look for specifically the Pustakamika type signature. And so it went from 108 anomalies right down to 16. And of the 16, there are five anomalous areas that we are testing in this program, three of which are in the immediate extension of the known mineralization of the deposit. So that's one phase. And I'm glad to report that drilling on that is progressing very well. And then finally, the last phase of the program, which will be done towards in the mid part of the summer, is we're going to be redrilling the upper parts of the deposit in what we call the quote unquote crown pillar. And that part of the program is specifically designed to do some geotechnical work and then also to collect samples for metallurgy and processing them with ore sorting, industrial ore sorting techniques. So it's a very comprehensive program. It's 30,000 meters of diamond drilling that was launched on January 5th, and it will run with two machines, as well as with a directional drilling crew right up to, I think it's October or November of this year. And we're hoping that the entire program, once it's completed, will demonstrate and scope out, you know, that we have a system that hopefully can deliver north of 2 million ounces. That's the target. With this program, with this project, we have to hit that milestone for the project to be of any interest.
Okay, and just to bring everybody up to speed, the goal here, going upwards of 2 million ounces, the current resource sitting at just over 240,000 ounces of gold equivalent. Now, I will be posting a couple of these cross-sections that were included in this news release, and that's where we're going to further talk through these, because it does break down the different phases as well as these other IP anomalies. Let's talk about this first phase, which seems like it really is outlined as phase one and phase two. On this map, it shows phase one. So this is the deposit between 350 meters and 650 meters. Is this drilling then going to be mostly used to convert the inferred into indicated, or is there a possibility to add more ounces in this zone?
It will, one, add more ounces, and two, effectively help take some of the inferred and put it into the indicated category. And the lower part, the deeper part of that phase, will hopefully map out more ounces. Now, that part of the drilling, Corey, is done with two deep pilot holes and the use of directional drilling. So from each pilot hole, there's going to be half a dozen branches from each pilot hole sweeping across the mineralized trend at depth along the extension of the Pusakaminka deposit.
Are any of these pilot holes to depth completed?
There's one that is almost to target, and that's the upper one. And the second one, it hasn't even been started that, because we have one drill devoted to the deep and controlled drilling stuff. And we have another drill doing all the peripheral or rover drilling stuff, like the Orvision anomalies.
Okay, so you mentioned that you have in the past put at least one hole deeper down in this system to test out and ensure that you are still in some sort of the same rocks. What were the results of that past hole that went to depth?
Oh, well, from off the top of my head, I think it was like 2 grams over 67 meters. And one of the holes included a high-grade section of, I think it was 24 grams over 3 meters. So we know that the system is there. We know it's the same stringer sulfide mineralization over a true width of about 50 to 60 meters. And what is really good for the project is that this is highly visual mineralization. We all know that there are going to be a lot of delays at the labs locally, because there's a lot of work being done by competing companies. So we have the privilege of being able to make real-time decisions in the field and to continue drilling when we see this stuff. So the gold here is associated to mineralization that, you know, has really high impact visual and that we can make decisions on.
So with this current program at depth here, when you do have some of these holes feeding off of the deeper pilot holes, do you think you'll be able to build a resource around this deeper area, add ounces to the current resource just in this drill program?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, it will not. We won't be able to do the high-level indicated or measured stuff, because it's just a reconnaissance or sweeping program to show that the stuff is there, right? Because the hole spacings will be, I guess, way too wide to chalk them up into the indicated category. But we're hoping that we'll be able to mount a sufficient amount of inferred stuff to show that this thing can keep growing and be the next mine in the area.
All right. So in terms of this phase three drilling, then testing out these IP anomalies from that 2014 geophysical test, has there been any holes poked into any of these anomalies?
No. No, actually. You know, historically, when that discovery was made in the early 90s, all of the drilling was done and conducted on the deposit. And since this, the traditional IP had not mapped out any new quote unquote traditional IP anomalies, no drilling was done. And we're actually the first group to stock these things and put a drill down into them. And it's looking good.
Now, when it comes to testing out these anomalies, what's the initial strategy? I assume it's going to be get a couple holes in each of them, see what those results are, and see what warrants follow-up.
Oh, yeah. 2 to 5 holes into the depths that we're seeing with the machine, with the survey. And then based on the hole, the results and the structural geology that we can do or infer from them, then most likely our technical group will further engineer and the depth extension, another program to go seek even deeper and to firm up the resources in those areas.
So, Philippe, the last couple of times we've chatted, I know that the company does have a fairly significant cash balance. In this news release, it does say just under $13 million. What's the budget for this program at Benoit?
It's 7.8 or 7.6. We've got a wiggle room of an additional $1.6 million of flow-through contingency to what we will find. And even after all of the drilling and that contingency, we're left with about $4 million hard cash.
Okay, Philippe, I think that covers a lot of the news around this drill program that's underway. If anybody has any follow-up questions, or if you want Philippe and I to host a shorter webinar, please let me know. Email me, fleck@kereport.com. Philippe, let's also get an update on what's happening at the Chimo Mine project. I know this project's just at a very different stage than Benoit, but there is still work going on there. What updates can you give us?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, I don't want people to think that we've given up on Chimo. Quite the contrary. It is absolutely our priority. It's just that the level of work that is being done right now on Chimo is essentially out of our hands and into the hands of resource estimate experts and engineering groups. Now, the resource estimate people are doing the final stages. We have the privilege of being able to sort of audit their work and butt heads with them. So in the next weeks, I'm quite confident that they'll come to us with a final product and we'll be able to announce that. From that work, once that is locked in, then you anchor your preliminary economic assessment type work that an engineering group will help complete. And that will essentially be the price tag event for the project. So there's a lot of work, there's a lot of news flow coming from the Chimo, and it's high value news flow. So people should keep an eye out for that while they're entertained by the very exciting drill news from drill program news from the Benoit.
All right, Philippe, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you for this update. Again, please, everybody, email me with any questions you have following up on this news release and any of the plans that the company has moving through this year. Philippe, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, sir.